Hello, it's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Lisa. It's the 30th. If you can believe that, it's the 30th of September. It's Monday morning.
Oh, it'll be Christmas before you know it. I'm nervous. So, yes. Well, we start the Monday with a powerful card, the Ace of Swords. Now, before I get into what I think that means for us today, why don't you serve up a little celestial soup?
Well, sure, absolutely. Because Lisa, today is Moon Day. I know it's Monday, but it's also Moon Day. And it's only because the moon is going to be a big player throughout the day. We wake up at 7:30 with the moon sextiling Mars, which is a beautiful energy that gives us inner strength, determination, vitality, and passion. It's all within reach when we wake up.
Okay, keep going because there's more before I get to this little
It's
ace.
true because at the same time, the moon will oppose Saturn. And this is the push and pull, right? With that moon sextiling Mars and now the moon opposing Saturn. This is defensiveness. This is loneliness. So we have a choice here, don't we?
Well, that's very, very interesting because these are the Ace of Swords are the cuts that serve and not the ones that wound. Okay, so that loneliness, that opposition to Saturn can be the result of the words, and those can be the words we speak to ourselves as well. When we, that relentless inner critic or inner judge serves up. And with Mars going to spend a lot of time in Cancer, we really want to look at where instead of being on the defense, we actually wind up on the offense. It's called offending from the wounded position because you've been hurt in the past. You're busy making sure you're not going to be hurt again, but you're lashing out before anybody's hurt you. So this is a day to choose your words carefully, especially and most importantly, the way you talk to yourself because we treat others just a little bit better than we treat ourselves. Yeah.
That's great too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're still feeling the Mars trine Saturn that perfected late last night. So again, we're still feeling that sense of we can do this, can do spirit, we feel empowered, right?
Right.
And that's kind of the undergirding today's aspects. But the moon opposing Saturn and sextiling Mars, that's the flavor in the morning. Because by 2:10, Mercury is going to conjunct the sun. So this energy is going to be with us from noon to, till about 9:30 tonight. And that just gives us a sense of purpose. It gives us, we're agile, we're alert, we're articulate, we have creative mind, we have a create, we can think creative.
So it gives you a better resource or better resources to choose the words that serve and not the words that wound. All of those things. It's like, yeah, you can prune. If anybody has ever gardened, you know that you cut a rose back, you a rose bush back to a nub, 3 months later, it's exploding with blooms. So you can just trim away some of those ugly, unkind thoughts that you have about yourself. And instead, it's like when you're feeling in a better position and you cut away those dark thoughts and judgments, you're in a much better position to take advantage of that Mars trine and act in a way that's much more capable of blooming. Yeah. Anything else for the folks tonight?
The only thing, Lisa, at 9:30 tonight, and this will flavor our later in the evening until we go to bed hours. We have the moon squaring Jupiter, and this is potential gluttony. This is overextending. This is having your cake and eating it too, and all the icing and the crumbs and everything between.
This says cut a smaller piece. Okay.
Perfect.
Cut a smaller piece. We'll leave you with that. It's like do yourself a favor today. Okay. Take a smaller bite and a kinder bite. Thanks for playing. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
Thanks, Lisa. Mike, your Astro Daddy. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next
Thanks,
time.
Mark. See you next time.